AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. More than a dozen people were injured after a stage filled with students collapsed during a theater performance at a central Indiana high school Thursday night. Westfield Police Captain Charles Hollowell says at least one person was critically injured.
Structure is going to be one of those things that, you know, that they're going to look at and see if they can narrow it down and see exactly what was the cause of the accident.
Sound courtesy WRTV, a large group of students on the stage during the grand finale when the floor of the stage at Westfield High collapsed. President Obama revealed Thursday that U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan inadvertently killed two hostages, including American Warren Weinstein. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports the U.S. didn't think there were any civilians at the al-Qaeda compound that was targeted in January.
President Obama says U.S. intelligence had kept a close eye on the compound,
including hundreds of hours of surveillance,
and based on that, did not think Warren Weinstein or Giovanni Laporta were there. An example of a bitter truth in the fog of war.
Mistakes, sometimes deadly mistakes, can occur.
This was a CIA operation, not one conducted by the Pentagon, and Colonel Steve Warren would not say much about it.
Intelligence is not an exact science.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Protesters rallied again at the Baltimore police station, just blocks from where Freddie Gray was arrested. They want to know why Gray died after suffering a spinal injury in police custody. A second ice cream company has recalled all its products after health officials found listeria in a sample of its frozen treats. The FDA says it has no evidence, though, that the listeria found in Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams of Ohio and in Bluebell Ice Cream are connected. Prosecutors have rested their case in the penalty phase of the Boston Marathon bombing trial. This is AP Radio News. The Senate confirms Loretta Lynch to become the next Attorney General of the U.S. That move praised by Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, appearing before a Women in the World summit in New York.
Finally, Loretta Lynch will be able to assume the position she has trained her lifetime to hold.
Also in her address, Clinton made a forceful case for protecting women's health care choices and expanding paid family leave. The Whitney Museum of American Art swings open the doors to its new home on May 1st. The asymmetrical structure has sweeping views of the High Line and the Hudson River in New York City's meatpacking district. Deputy Director Donna DeSalvo.
I can't wait to see how we're going to use this space, how artists are going to use this space, how I'm going to use this space in the years to come.
New designs released for a proposed NFL stadium in the L.A. area include simulated lightning bolts for the San Diego Chargers. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.